Jamie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. I'm Jamie Lee Grace. I love the fact that this show and this station gives me the opportunity to bring you just such a wide range of topics. It's one of the things that I love most. I mean, many years ago when I was writing my first book, Imperfectly Natural Women, goodness, that was 17 years ago. I was so ahead of my time. you know, people used to say, oh, just only write about skincare, organic skincare, natural skincare, or only write about how you might clean your home without chemicals. And at that time, I realized I can't focus just on one thing because it is the holistic picture that really excites me. And I really don't think we can have one without the other. You know, the whole mind, body, soul connection, everything is connected. And so I love the fact that I can delve into so many different topics. In recent years, I suppose one might say one of my real focuses has been on the fact that how our mind affects our body and our body affects our mind, that link, that huge connection with what goes on emotionally and how it affects us physiologically. And so today's topic is just perfect for that, really. I find myself saying a lot when I'm working with people in the community that I run, the Sober Club, or when I'm coaching clients, I use modalities like EFT and NLP and matrix reimprinting, very fancy name, but it's a really amazing way of going back and looking at traumas, whether that's big T or little T. And I very often find myself asking the client, you know, where in your body do you feel this? You know, tell me what's going on in your body. Because so often we're just in our heads, right? We're just in the thinking mode or trying not to think mode. But actually, when we let go of that and just let everything drop into the body, the difference, can be amazing. So really thrilled that the topic today is TRE, trauma or release exercise, or tension release exercise, as it's sometimes known. My first experience of this was many years ago. I met a wonderful woman, Nadia, who she did all kinds of amazing healing, energy healing, all kinds of work. And she offered me a session of TRE. It was a long time ago now, and I don't remember a lot about it other than that it felt kind of odd at first, but then it felt like an amazing emotional release. I've since written about TRE in my book, In Happy, Healthy, Sober. I got an expert to write a little section in there. But throughout all of that, I don't think I've really ever shared much about it in, on this show or on any other interviews I've done. So really pleased to be able to bring you this interview. Well, I'm really excited to be talking about this TRE, tension releasing exercises. It's something I've known about for a long time, but I've only ever really kind of scratched the surface and not really known much about it. So pleased to be able to speak with Sylvia Tillman, who is a certified TRE provider and had her own healing. So I'm really interested in hearing about that. Sylvia teaches online and loves to empower clients to heal themselves. So we're going to talk about all of that. Sylvia, welcome. I'm really pleased you could join us.
Thank you, Janie. And I'm pleased to have received your invitation. Thank you.
So, yeah, tell us then. There'll be lots of people thinking, I've no idea what you're talking about. What is TRE? So can you tell us, in real layman's terms, what it is?
Yes. Well, first of all, sadly, it's still very niche, but it's so amazing. And as I always say, tremendous, because it's a very, very innate reaction of our body. So TRE basically is 6 warm-up exercises, which we do to prepare our muscles to enable a shaking process, a tremoring process within our body. And the idea is when we are stressed, we tense up. And this tension over time can manifest as physical pain, also as anxiety, irritability. But through the shaking, we can get rid of the physical tension in our muscles and just feel better. And I mean, I have to see that in my clients on a regular basis. After the session, they are deeply relaxed. They look better. You see that in their faces.
Yeah. So when I first came across it, It was when I was doing my training for EFT and matrix reimprinting. And I don't know if you're aware of that work, but as part of our training, we were shown that video that I'm sure a lot of people have seen of the, is it the polar bear in the wild? I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, maybe you can describe it better than I can, because I think when you get that visual image, you start to understand the sort of physiological response.
Exactly. Well, first of all mammals, and that includes us humans, we are genetically encoded to shake when we encounter stress.
Yeah.
And Peter Levine was one of the first one who said, when we are stressed, and traditionally, well, in the old days, when we were out hunting and gathering, we wanted to fight or flight. Yeah. And our bodies are so clever. So our bodies support us by producing the stress hormones in order to either run away or fight with the enemy. When we do that, the body burns off the stress hormones and we are fine. So our nervous system is on a normal kind of base level and we are generally fine. And you see that in dogs still. I mean, dogs are mammals. Dogs do it. Dogs have not been socialized out of the process. So dogs encounter a threatening or scary situation. They shake it off.
And then they
are fine.
Yeah.
So we did it in the old days. We still do it when we are in really, really extreme situations.
It's completely involuntary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When the brain doesn't get a chance to override our bodily kind of reaction and our natural, I want to shake in order to get it off. So many women after childbirth, for instance.
Yes.
Many people after like a really life-threatening situation or at gunpoint, they are shaking. But in normal day-to-day life, after an argument with your partner or with a boss or client, we don't do that because we've been socialized out of it.
Yeah.
Shaking is seen as, it's an illness. It's a bit odd. It is weird. And yeah, that's our perception. Mm. But it can also do you so good. And obviously in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah,
ideally.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you can do it retrospectively and preventatively.
Yeah, that's the bit that I find really fascinating. So the video that I was referring to, you see this sort of polar bear absolutely racing for its life away from a predator. And when it gets free, when it finally gets free, there it is in the snow, and it kind of rolls over in the snow and literally shakes. And it looks as though it's having, some kind of arrest or cardiac arrest or something. Mm-hmm. But in actual fact, once the body's spent, it's fine. And you can see that was just a completely natural reaction. So I totally get that. So it's sort of what we might do involuntarily in after a very stressful situation. But the process, this process is brilliant because it's enabling us to use that physiological reaction consciously, as you say, retrospectively. So, you know, we don't want to wait till we're at gunpoint, right? We want to recognize that a lot of the so-called stress we face, you know, is releasing, as you say, those chemicals within us. And yet there isn't really a tiger, right? You know, there isn't really a predator. It's just that, I don't know, something's gone wrong at work or the bus is late or someone has upset us. But our bodies still interpret that as stress, which of course is very unhealthy, isn't it? When we allow that to build up, that sort of cortisol or whatever. Okay, so just tell me a little bit about your background then, Sylvia. How did you discover TRE and how did you use it for yourself?
Oh, that's a long story. So generally, my background is in IT and in business development, but I've been interested in alternative health since the late 90s, really, and have trained on top of my job in a number of modalities. And I encountered TRE for the very first time about 10 years ago when a Jirgiden Reiki colleague of mine trained in TRE, and she was looking for people to practice with. And all I remember is that it was super relaxing. I felt really good afterwards. And I found it a bit weird because you are literally lying on your floor for the actual tremoring process, on your back, like a beetle, and you start tremoring. And well, and then sadly, I left it at this. I lost 10 years, more than 10 years, because I don't know. I didn't understand the benefits, or maybe I didn't realize officially TAE stands for tension and trauma releasing exercises, and trauma is a really, really big word.
Yeah.
So I might have been put off by this fact that it's about trauma release. And I was under the impression, oh, I've never experienced trauma. I mean, totally wrong, but I might have totally dismissed it. So if you fast forward to the first lockdown, and I became really interested in, the whole trauma topic, because many experts said we're encountering and experiencing a global trauma. And I'm like, really? Are we? I mean, I was in a really fortunate position because I was at home. I was safe. I was on just safe. And I was like, how can I help the world? The world doesn't need any more IT people or business people with whatever skills. The people need, people who can help people with trauma, people with ailments and aches and pains. And that's when I looked again into DAE, found that amazing and started my training. And I also want to add, I have a foundation training in counseling. I had counseling myself. I wanted to train as a bereavement counselor, and it never did anything for me. But working with the body and working, and learning all about the body from this aspect and this angle, that was just a real eye opener.
And I know you mentioned that you healed your own back and hip pain. Tell us about that.
Yes, this was my very, very first question when I started investigating TAE. I said, I'm having really, really bad hip and back pain. Sometimes I can't even turn in bed, and I feel like I'm too young for a hip replacement. I mean, I'm not really too young, but I just felt, can TAE help me with that? And the answer was like, and I always say to my client, as much as I love TAE, it's not a cure all and everything, but if the pain is tension related, TAE can most certainly help.
That's
you.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because, I mean, going back, Janie, tension releasing exercises. We are holding on to something. We are trying to hold everything together, or trying to hold keep a stiff upper lip. And that's the tension we store in the body. And this over time can manifest as pain. So I don't know what I was holding in my back and my hips, but I was able to shake it off. And again, I find this is so beautiful in TAE. We don't need to talk. We don't need to analyze the situation. We don't need to go into our cognitive brain and think, oh, well, what's wrong with me? No, my body did it for me.
Yeah. And so if you were targeting, in inverted commas, a specific area where you might be holding tension that's then causing disease, in inverted commas, would the exercises that you do still be the same ones, or would they be different depending on the body part, as it were?
The warm-up exercises is just a standard routine. The warm-up exercises are, very similar to yoga exercises. And this, the only purpose is to fatigue our muscles to enable the tremoring process, to make it a wee bit easier. Generally, everybody can tremor because, as I said, it's so innate. The tremoring process, I always say, it's like a signature. Everybody tremors in a different way and in a different style, because we are not controlling it in any way. We are not doing this particular tremoring exercise, because we are just lying on the floor being curious, what's happening to our body? What is our body? How is our body reacting in this moment? And then your body literally shakes it off. So it's not a specific exercise. It's just really handing over, the responsibility or the work to our bodies, and let the body get on. And the body will release what the body wants to release at this time.
Yeah, and I guess, it's important as well, isn't it, to kind of stress that it's not only just the immediate stress that we might just have been facing that we know about. There's likely to be a whole load of of sort of cellular memory. You know, we might even be carrying stuff that's been there since childbirth, or even a past life, for God's sake. You know, I do a lot of work with family constellations, and it's really interesting how we carry, we literally carry stuff, even physically, we carry stuff from our ancestors.
Mm-hmm. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'm not sure. I mean, I love family constellations. I'm not sure if TAE would release any past trauma or past life trauma. I'm not sure, to be honest. But
if we're holding it, then there's every chance.
True. I mean, if we are holding, yes. But certainly, I mean, early childhood, even kind of in utero. Yes, definitely. I mean, my favorite example is always, I've worked with a woman who was tremoring. I saw she was tremoring with her right arm, but her left arm was totally still.
Mm.
And I said, I'm just noticing it. What's the kind of history of your right arm? Is there something? And she's like, no, everything's fine. Never broken, never done. And then suddenly it dawned on her and she said, oh, listen, when I was a child, I borrowed my older brother's bike. I wasn't allowed to do that. So she did that kind of in secret. And then she fell off the bike, fell on this arm. And she said the pain was awful, but I didn't tell anybody because I wasn't supposed to do that. So she didn't remember instantly. Her body did, because her body was trying, through the shaking process, to get the stress and maybe even trauma she had in this arm out. And this, again, this is the beauty. I mean, even Sigmund Freud said all these years ago, the mind has forgotten, but the body has not.
The body knows the score.
Absolutely.
Famous book title.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then, you know, so what length would the typical session be then? If, you know, if someone were to, I mean, I'm guessing that you can work with people individually, you know, for a session, but also you can teach people to use this preventatively, in inverted commas. You know, you can use it sort of anyway. How long does all of this take? I'm already thinking there's going to be people who are kind of time stretched who are thinking, I've got an hour for that every day.
not an hour every day. So I'm always saying, when we learn TAE, or when I teach TAE for the very first time, we do the whole warm up exercises, which is about 20 minutes.
Mm.
Then the actual shaking on the mat, the tremoring, the TAE process. When we start, it might even be only half a minute, because it might be overwhelming. The person might like, oh, wait a minute, I need to get used to it. And then we stop. That's why I teach over four sessions, so that in session one, the person gets to kind of know the tremoring process. And in session two and three, we build up tremoring confidence. Having said that, I mean, some people in the first session, I mean, they just take to it and their body just tremors in a very natural way. And this is all beautiful. But still, in session two and three, we can build up tremoring confidence. And what's very, very important is to be able to self-regulate. So the tremoring is involuntary, and we can't, like what we said before, we can't really change it in any way. But what the person should be able to do is to self-regulate, say, I've had enough, I want to stop.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we take a break of a month, giving the person a chance to, yeah, practice. And when I see them for the fourth session, it is for me to see how has the tremoring developed? Are they stuck in a certain pattern? Can I change, yeah, something with interventions so they get most of the process? And generally, that's how I teach.
Mm.
And only in the beginning, we need the 20 minute warm up exercises. So when I, for instance, practice TRE, and I do it more or less daily, sometimes every other day, only. I just get on the mat, get on into the butterfly position, lift my pelvis to kind of create more kind of pressure on my muscles. And then the tremoring starts. Mm. And I might be lying there for 3, 4, 5 minutes, have another 3 minutes, like just afterwards on the mat to just relax. I always say the hardest bit in TAE is to get off that mat because it's feel like relaxing. After a spa treatment and you're like, no, I don't want to get up.
It can be quite an emotional release as well, though. I remember the first time I did it, was a long, long time ago. I remember feeling very emotional.
It can. It doesn't have to be. I mean, some people, everybody is unique, exactly, and everybody sees, but it can release emotion because we work a lot with the psoas muscle. The psoas muscle is the muscle which connects our legs with the trunk and and the pelvis. And this muscle also, well, it's called the muscle of the soul, isn't it? It stores an awful lot of emotions. So yes, they can come to the surface and then we heal.
Yeah.
Sometimes people start laughing when they first tremor. I mean, it's also a release, isn't it? To laugh or to cry or to... Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole idea of it because, you know, one thing that I talk about a lot, you know, in the work that I do is, you know, when people are, you know, they're going through some kind of soul searching, you know, they're ditching the booze, perhaps they're sort of really looking to what else they need to change. Often, you know, it's the first time in their life that they've had to really sit with emotions, you know, because they've just been reaching for a drink every time, you know, and anything's happened, whatever it might be. So, and that's when we kind of realize that we're not very emotionally intelligent, you know, because we've not had to deal with stuff really in all of our adult life. So, you know, it can be quite a thing for people when they start to feel anxious, when they experience stress, when they experience anxiety or indeed something uncomfortable, whatever that might be, they haven't got they literally don't have the brain space to deal with it. And it's that thing of, okay, so get out of your head and get into your body. Let the body take it, you know. It makes such a difference, doesn't it, when we can remember that, because we've spent so many years, all of us, feeling as though we have to think our way out of it, or even meditate. You know, even meditation is not always the answer, because we're still focusing on what we're thinking or not thinking. We're trying not to think. We're trying to sit still and not think, you know? Whereas actually dropping into the body and allowing the body to release it is it can be really magical. So I think it's it's a really wonderful modality. It really is. Can you tell us a few success stories then? Give us a few examples of things that it's worked, you know, helped with.
Absolutely. Can I just go back quickly to the meditation you mentioned, Jamie?
Yeah.
Because that's what I find really, really, well, interesting and important for TAE as well, because I'm one of these people who really struggles with sitting still and calming the mind.
Mm.
But we also call TAE as kind of a meditation for people who can't sit still and who don't like meditation, because you really get the relaxation effect without needing to concentrate on your mind. Obviously, the tremoring process is like, movement. And also what you said earlier on, when people let's say give up drinking or kind of encounter themselves as a person again without any sedatives or anything, It really is the mind-body connection, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's not like from the neck up, and this is our super intelligent brain, and we are so clever. It's also including the whole body.
Yeah, totally. I love it. So yeah, give us just a couple of success stories.
Absolutely.
Then.
So I mean, as I said, I'm definitely the biggest success story with big back pain gone, hip pain gone.
That's brilliant.
And I'm delighted. I work with people who were teeth grinding.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I've got a lot of dental things going on at the moment. So do you think it might help me in my kind of dental? And because actually it's interesting you say it's any areas where you're holding tension.
Yes.
So definitely I know that because of some dental work that I've had done, that I definitely will be holding tension around that jaw area and sinus area.
Absolutely.
It's interesting.
It's the typical stiff upper lip, isn't it?
Yes,
as well.
It
we
is.
Are holding it all together. Oh, yeah. Teeth grinding. Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, I've worked with quite a few people because, I mean, that is so, prevalent, isn't it? So many people are grinding their teeth. And rather than getting
literally
Botox,
people would find that they are no... I mean, it's a funny one, isn't it, teeth grinding? Because you don't know you're doing it until you've got a problem, often. You know, I mean, occasionally you wake up and your mouth's in a funny position.
Exactly.
But sometimes you actually genuinely don't know until your teeth are kind of knackered.
That's when your dentist gets worried.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and says, listen, do you know, are you aware?
Yeah.
But I mean, if it in really extreme cases, I mean, I was working with one woman who said she wakes up and then realizes how tense she is.
And why
there's pain in her jaw.
Right.
So, I mean, again, we are releasing the tension people hold in wherever it is in their body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also in terms of anxiety and irritability, because TAE really brings down and reboots and the nervous system.
Right.
So all the anxiety and people who are like irritable, see danger everywhere, have fear of heights or whatever, they can get really good release and relief because their nervous system is just being down regulated. And another really big thing is anybody with gastrointestinal issues, because this is also, I mean, there's so much, well, it's caused by stress, isn't it?
I guess, yeah. So I suppose if you're able to relax that whole parasympathetic nervous system, then you're really going to, it's really interesting.
Exactly.
So you've literally seen people with all kinds of ailments that, you know, they've gotten better as a result of this release of stress.
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems too simplistic, doesn't it, really? But it's
I think
true.
that might also be TAE's problem, where people are like, no, can't work. Yes, it does work. And what I really find is so beautiful is it's so innate. It's nothing. I mean, David Berzelii, who created TAE, it's not his invention. He just put it all together and he realized, that's how our bodies react and that's how we suppress the effect. But tremoring in itself is our body's innate reaction to deal with things. And yeah, that's again what I find beautiful. And
so in an ideal world then, we would use this obviously after a major stressful incident, but also, as you say, just sort of daily or every other day, because I suppose it just reminds your body to constantly release that build up rather than being in a state of tension when you even start the day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, of course, after major incidences, I mean, again, but David Berselli, he created TAE. He worked a lot with, first of all, in war zones and also with war veterans. And these are really major traumas and major incidences. But also, I mean, we live in the 21st century. We are constantly stressed, aren't we?
Well, so at the moment, I think just that there is just so much stress thrown at us. And I think a lot of it's intentional, to be honest. I think, you know, the powers that be would like us to feel stressed. I really do. Yes. So I think, you know, those of us that are kind of aware that we can take back some responsibility, you know, for our own health and well-being is what's one of the best things we can possibly do, is actually sort of recognize, okay, hold on, I can be sovereign, you know, over my own body and make this choice, you know. So that's what I absolutely love about it. So fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Really, really, really interesting. So your website, what a fabulous name, Tremendous TRE. You chose a great name.
That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah, tremendoustre.co.uk. Yes. So you can actually help people to learn how to do it for themselves, can you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And that's the beauty. I'm not treating people. I'm empowering. Well, I'm teaching people and therefore empowering them. Yeah. As soon as somebody knows the process, and how to do it, how to self-regulate, get the tremor in confidence. It's a tool for life. And then they, as I said, even if they go on the mat once a week, I mean, I've got clients who only go and say, well, I know when I need it. I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, there must be people trying to get this into schools. How fantastic would this be for kids?
Yes.
I mean, if you could learn this, this is worth more than a Pythagoras theorem session, right? I mean, imagine if kids learn how to release their stress and tension rather than bottling it up. Wow, that would be amazing. Yes,
exactly. And the novelty of kind of imagine
teenagers lying on... fun, wouldn't they? Absolutely. Wow. Gosh, I hope someone's doing that. Sylvia, really great to chat to you. Thank you so much, and we'll put your website and your details in the show notes. And I look forward to speaking with you again and having a session with you soon. Appreciate it, Sylvia.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Really appreciate it. So the website is tremendoustre.co.uk with Sylvia Tillman. Don't forget, if you are interested in one-to-one coaching or support or matrix, any of that stuff, then hopefully you know where to find me. I'm very findable at Janie Lee Grace across social media. And if you're struggling with stuff around ditching the booze or wanting to live your best life without the booze, then check out the Club. It really is for you. If you are sober curious, maybe you're on day one, maybe you're struggling a little bit, or maybe you've been sober for 5, 6, 7 years and now you know that there are other layers that you want to kind of unravel a little bit. That's the beauty of it all. We focus on the holistic picture, as I said right at the beginning of this show. So just, you know where to find us, thesoberclub.com, and I will see you next time. You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.